Hey everybody, I'm Karis.
And I'm Kelsey. And welcome to Chill Pill, your friendly neighborhood podcast where we react to your weird college stories.
College is crazy, and sometimes things can get a little icy. But as we like to say, anecdotes are the antidote.
That means laughter is the best medicine.
So kick back and relax, and let's take a chill pill. Hey everybody, and welcome to special episode 4 of Chill Pill. Today we have another super special guest, a SAGU alum and fellow podcaster, Ochenga. Say hi.
Hey everyone. Thank you for having me here.
Thank you so much for coming. We are so excited to have you, and we're excited to hear your story and your funny stories from college, and also about your podcast that you do. I think it's called Living with No Roots.
Yes, it is called Living with No Roots.
So awesome.
If I could sum it, I'm a multicultural kid. I was born and grew up in Lebanon. My parents are Ivorian Congolese, which makes me a third culture kid because I grew up in a country that is not my passport country. And because of that and the cultures and the way I grew up, I was exposed to so many cultures and so many people. And I've grown to love learning about other people. And in 2018, when I came to the United States, I came for college. I encountered a lot of people. And I realized that, you know, I struggled to fit in or understand the world around me. So I wanted to create a platform where I could process with other third culture kids, and also being a young adult and trying to connect with other people, whether you lived in the same country for thousands of years or you moved to a new city every other day. I would love to hear your story, because when we share stories, we foster empathy.
I absolutely love that so much. I'm actually also a third culture kid, so it is really, really special for me to have you here, because I love hearing stories and it makes me feel seen that there are people like me out there who also like, what is this place? Where am I? All right, so let's start off with our favorite segment, Professors Say the Darndest Things.
Jesus said, "Who has two thumbs and is the Son of Man? This guy."
All right, here's another one. There's no such thing as a constipated jogger.
Ew.
What?
Ew.
I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
I kind of want to know what they were meaning by it, though. Like,
what's the context?
What's the context of that?
I think I was in a class and I heard this. It was definitely a PE class.
What?
I'm pretty sure I have this exact phrase in my notes from a couple years ago.
Okay, here's another quote. "Why are all of you single? Go to the calf, ask someone out. How can I be a grand professor if none of you are getting hitched?" Well, somebody's taking Cupid's job.
Oh, I wouldn't want someone to ask me out in the middle of the calf.
I wouldn't want to be there.
No,
that would be embarrassing.
I don't go to the calf, so
I can't. You won't get hitched.
Exactly. Maybe that's why.
On that note, Ochenga, tell us about one of your craziest stories you have from your time at SAGU.
So let me tell you about Bart in the Ceiling. If you know Collins, one of the best dorms ever, I'm biased. I lived there most of my time at SAGU. So I lived in the basement, also best hall, in the basement. And the way that the dorms are in the basement, because they have like a long ceiling, so they put like those, I don't know what's the English word for it. Man, those squares and the tiles.
The ceiling tiles.
The ceiling tiles. And, you know, if you live in Collins, you know that sometimes when you don't want to move, like when you move into a different room for summer and then come back, you don't want to take out all your stuff. So sometimes you put stuff in the ceiling.
What?
I'm not saying that I did that, but I'm just saying what I know.
Theoretically,
you know? So there was one time I decided to go look into the scene to get something or whatever. And I find like something, like a tall thing. And I'm like, okay, start dragging it out. And I see a life-size doll.
Wait. Hang on. So when you say life-size doll.
It was tall.
Like as tall as a person?
Yeah. Yeah,
it was like, as tall like, as a I'm person. Like 5'5".
Yeah.
Like my height?
Yeah.
No. Oh,
maybe a little bit lower, but it was almost
it was
big enough.
So creepy.
It had its face was all orange and the hair was yellow and the eyes were yellow. Looks like it was doing
cursed.
Something.
Cursed.
And I went around and started scaring people. I'm in a dorm.
This is the logical thing
yes,
to do.
Yes, and yeah, it's Bart. I don't know where Bart disappeared. At some point, Bart disappeared and we never saw him again. So, Collins, maybe Bart is roaming around. Check the leprosy room.
The what room?
The leprosy room. That's it. I'm not going to add any more things. So, y'all go ask. If you live in Collins, ask about the leprosy room.
Leprosy room?
Glad I don't scared. Live in Collins now.
I'm scared of Bart. I'm so scared of Bart.
I know.
The, like, 5-foot demon doll with yellow eyes that
orange
you found
skin.
In the ceiling.
The orange skin.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so if you met someone, they asked you about your time at SAGU, mm-hmm. and they wanted you to tell a funny story, what is, like, your go-to story?
Okay, so let me set the mood. It was my senior year and it was my last semester at SAGU. So I was a social work major. So I was an intern at the Texas Baptist Home for Children. Oh man, like if my...
Wow.
So whoever's going to hear that, it's going to be their first time hearing this. So being a guy in social work, most of the time you are the only man. And in that whole office, I was the only guy. And I was an intern. I was the only guy there. And I had my own private bathroom. Thank you very much and everything. And which was really good and important. So I don't know. I was working with my boss, like at the intern, my supervisor. And I was working in my own office. And then I go back, like she's at the end of the hall. And I go into her office to ask her questions. So I go to her office and I want to talk to her. So I put the stuff on the table and then I sit. And suddenly I hear, poof, and I feel air coming in, place that I'm not supposed to feel air coming in from. And I'm like, I'm sitting down and my, and you know, as guys, we do not like cross our legs all the time. We just are a little apart. So I'm like, it's just open, like from the side. And I was oh my gosh. And like my boss, he's like the supervisor / supervisor was literally in front of me. And I'm like, oh. So I just close it. She did not notice, actually. She did not notice. So I just like, you know, close my legs. And I was like, oh my gosh, the pants are ripped. What am I going to do? And I was like, I'm about to cry. And I'm really nervous and all of that. And I'm like, okay. Think pencil skirt. Think pencil skirt. That's what I was like. I was like, right now, you are wearing a pencil skirt because I had to walk past not one, not two, but 4 offices with women that are wide open. And I'm like, okay, think pencil skirt. So I started like walking around, you know, I don't know if I throw in some hip here and there, just so I wouldn't flash anyone. And, you know, because nobody wants to see that, right? So I went to the bathroom. And I look in the mirror and I'm like crying and crying.
No.
Like, no, this is horrible. This is bad. And I ripped in front of my boss. And all of that. And then I text my friends, you know, they're 2 of my female friends. And I tell them, I'm like, hey, I was like, guys, something bad happened. I was like, what? I was like, my pants ripped. And then my friend was laughing. I was like, it's not funny. Like, it's not funny. Like when I get really emotional, like, I cry, it's like, it's not funny. And then I text my other friend, like, hey, can you just go to Walmart and buy this pant? This is my size of pant. I just needed something like that. And then it's like, yeah. And then afterwards, it's just like, he didn't grab anything, but he just came and picked me up at the end of the day. And I just sat there and I was sweating so bad. Like when I get anxious.
He didn't bring you pants.
No, he didn't bring me pants. It was at the end of the day. So I had to, you know, walk in my imaginary pencil skirt. So, or not move from my office. And it's so bad when I get nervous, I sweat a lot. So he would say, like, I sweat profusely. And it's just like, I was stinking and Brent Rips, like, it was not a good day. And I did not have a car, so I had to sit there on my internship in my own misery and pull of sweat and pull of shame because I ripped my pants.
Did you ever tell them that you're like, hey, you know that one day I totally ripped my pants?
Yeah. She doesn't work there anymore. She works somewhere else. But I can literally text her like, did you know that there was one day that I ripped my pants in front of you? Sorry.
That's crazy. I have to do my internship in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
So now I have a new fear going into my internship.
It's true.
I'm gonna have
to think about that stuff.
I'm going to have some backup pants in my backpack now.
Exactly.
We're not risking the pencil skirt situation.
No.
Oh, man.
So the quote for it is like, if you rip your pants, think pencil skirt.
There we go.
Yes.
Pro tips. Pro tips with Chill Pill. If you ever rip your pants, Ochanka knows what to do.
Think pencil skirt.
Oh. Okay, so I think you had one more story for us, right?
Okay, yes. So my last year of college, I moved into Kendrick. Kendrick was an all-guys dorm for that 1 year. Really great, still loving everything. And I got the great privilege to have my own room, and I had the RA room.
Ooh.
So we've had problems with my room because the alarm will go off randomly every now and then. It's really sensitive.
The fire alarm?
Yeah, the fire alarm.
Oh.
So on my birthday, I was like, it's a Saturday. Great. I'm just going to chill in, wake up, you know, like late, go take a hot shower because it was cold outside. And it was like, I think it was in February because it was like icy outside and everything.
Oh.
So I go in to take a shower and then you get a hot shower and then suddenly, and I was like, oh my gosh. And then everybody was mad at me. I just find everybody just walking outside. One of the guys, he was like in his tank top and his shorts. And he was like laying on the ground with a blanket and just shaking.
Oh.
And everybody looking at me. And then we had to wait like for like 30 minutes for like security to come in. And then when they changed the dorm into Kendrick like for girls, the RA who lived in that room said like she had hot showers, but she never had a problem with the alarm. I was like, I have no idea what happened, but I'm telling you that I am not crazy.
We were scared we were going to set off the fire alarm one time. I was in Elena's room in Teeter,
mm-hmm.
and we made popcorn, but she likes to put it in for just a few extra seconds to get those, like, you know,
bad
those
idea.
Kernels at the mm-hmm. end of the bag. They don't
bad
pop.
Bad idea.
Well, yeah, no, we know that now. But we left it in too long. I can't remember whose fault it was. It might have been mine. I'll take that one. But when we took them out, they were smoking. They were like, just smoke. And we were like, oh, no, what if we set the fire alarm off? So we ran into the bathroom holding the smoking bag of popcorn.
Oh,
and we turned all the fans on. And we went into like the like toilet mm-hmm. area because that's mm-hmm. like even more like closed away. Mm-hmm. We're holding it up to the ceiling mm-hmm. trying to let the fan take it away. We were just praying because we didn't want to be
fine.
The people that made the whole building leave. We didn't want that to happen.
I almost did that too. Like, so Einstein's, it was one of the ones with the foil around it.
Oh, and no, you did not.
It had the, okay, so it was, the foil was inside the paper bag, like normal.
No.
Well, I brought it to my room. I took a nap, woke back up. I was like, I'm going to finish my sandwich from earlier. Well, I put it in the microwave, forgot about the foil.
Of course.
Luckily, I caught it quick enough, but I saw it sparking in the microwave. So I quickly opened
actual
it.
Actual fire.
I know. And I was like, I could have burnt down Teeter my first semester.
Wow.
This was my first semester too.
Wow.
So yeah.
it could have been the new girl who really
exactly.
wanted just the fireworks.
Yeah.
You could have been the one that burnt down Teeter. You could have
exactly.
had a t-shirt like, I burnt down Teeter.
Do you ever feel like a burnt bagel? That's no. No. Oh my gosh. You know what, guys? I guess the mannequin challenge is making a comeback. Like, do you remember that? Like in 2016 when everybody was
yeah.
doing the
yeah.
mannequin challenge?
Yeah.
Because people at my job have also been acting a little bit weird. Like, they'll just stop and be frozen for a little and then go back to business. Like, no music, no anything.
Yeah.
You know, like back in the days,
mm-hmm.
it used to be like really fun.
Where do you work now?
Like, I work at the pregnancy center here in Waxahachie, First Look.
Oh, wow. That's really cool.
Yeah. So, it would be weird. Like, you would think, like, you know, our nurse, like, the other day was going to go do her sonogram and then she stopped suddenly. And then, like, I didn't know about that until, like, I saw what our clients wrote. It's like, well, something's going off with your nurse. She stopped suddenly for a second. Like, she's glitching on something. I was like, I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know. Like, it was, like, really funny. And, like, my coworker told me that I froze once. And I was like,
no.
What? Like, what do you mean I froze? Like, she's like, you froze in the middle of talking, which, you know, it's kind of like something like I usually do, but also like, what do you mean froze? Like completely, no blinking, like.
Whoa.
What?
Like stop, like as if like somebody pressed pause. So that was a little bit scary. So I don't remember anything about that. Because usually when I pause, like I know things, but this is weird. So she was probably maybe just messing with me. Like, you know, I'm the youngest person, one of the youngest people working there. Yeah. So, you know, they mess with the rookie.
Weird. Yeah. Mess with the rookie, mess with them. I don't know. It's kind of eerie. Yeah, because we've been hearing a lot of stories about this mannequin challenge too. And I'm starting to think it's maybe a thing.
Because you had one. The first episode you were telling about it.
Yeah, but then we had, okay, do you remember that really weird call we got?
Oh.
Episode 3.
That's true.
We had a really weird caller.
Okay.
Who, well, our caller was normal and some guy came and interrupted and was like singing, like not singing. He was like saying like, oh, there's weird things happening. The world is ending. He was crazy.
Yeah.
It was very
definitely
entertaining. Maybe it's a cult thing. I don't know.
Do you think he was frozen since 2012? Because people thought 2012 that the world was going to end.
Oh, man. Wait, 2024. Now the world is ending.
Well, 12 years maybe later. Maybe the predictions will be true.
We go by the dozen here. I don't know. Okay. Well, let's do our callers. Let's move on. I don't know what to think about that. So I think our first caller is your roommate,
Judy. Yes, my roommate.
All right, let's hear it.
So me and all my friends went to this dinner at school, which we ate with the missionary, and that day happened to be tacos. And the tacos were very good, which makes the story even more sad because the next day, all of us woke up with the worst food poisoning ever. Like, it was bad. We were all cramping in chapel. Some of us didn't even make it to chapel. It was just bad. And we were all dying the whole day. And then, like, sometime in the evening, some of our friends were like, hey guys, how about we go get boba? And in my head, as I'm, like, still dying, how in the world are we going to go get boba as if the entire day we haven't been able to eat or drink anything and keep it inside of our bodies? Needless to say, I am never going to Taco Suave again, and boba might be the cure to food poisoning.
What?
Yes. So this was our second semester. So like last year. Well, I didn't ever get food poisoning, but like our whole like little friend group all went to one of the missionary dinner things. One of our friends was in SMA, so they like they were like, come support SMA. So we were like, yeah, sure, we're gonna do it for you. Mm-hmm. We love SMA. Well, they know like a lot of us, we like Mexican food. We tacos.
You're in Texas, yeah.
Exactly.
Tacos.
So she signed us all up for the tacos one. And so we all went and they were the best tacos ever. Like,
I've heard Taco Suave. They're so good.
It is so good.
Mm-hmm.
But like literally the next day, there was six of us.
Oh,
and even
no.
some of the other people, not just the six of us, all got sick. Oh. I did not. One of my other friends did not, but everyone else did. And I'm like during chapel, there was like several of us just running to the bathroom. Some of us ran to the bathroom and never came back.
Oh no.
So it was.
Does that count as scan and scram? Were you scanning?
I don't know because like.
Mm-mm.
Be like, I had to.
They had to because
no idea.
That. But then like, I think it was my idea. I was like, let's go get boba.
Why?
Because I wanted boba.
Well, you did not experience anything.
No, I didn't.
Oh yeah, you
but,
were
like
fine.
Everyone else, like my brother got up at like 3 a.m. because he had to run to the bathroom because he like, it was messing with him. But yeah.
So,
we all felt better after the boba. So.
So you're saying like the people that were running, I'm sure like maybe like one of the worship leaders or speakers were like, wow, they really were like filled with the Holy Spirit. Look at them running for Jesus. But y'all were running for the bathroom.
Oh, no.
That's so funny. Because like some of my other friends, they were my brother and then one of my other friends, they were English majors and they were in their class. And they were just talking about like, oh, I don't know if I can make it. Just like just talking before class, just saying how like bad they were feeling. And the teacher overheard, didn't know the full story. They thought they were being dramatic. And they were just like, you're going to be fine. You'll be fine. And they were like, you don't know what we mean. We don't know what we're feeling right now.
You didn't eat the tacos.
No.
Oh.
the cursed tacos.
Oh, no. I love the implication that boba might be the cure for food sickness.
Yes, I love boba.
I was waiting for the story to get worse, and then it was like, nope, you're fine. The boba was delicious. Yeah. There you go. We have one more caller from David today. Let's hear.
There was a time last semester when all the theater guys ended up going to Whataburger after rehearsal, and we were having a good time. You know, we're cutting up in there, just doing whatever the heck we're doing. But it wasn't until when we ended up leaving. We took two different cars going there, and our buddy, who's driving in front of us, all of a sudden, at just one point, he just takes his entire butt out of his seat, and he's still going, driving on the road as his entire butt is on, you know, on the window sill. So we're sitting there looking at him, was like, how in the world is this even a thing? So that was just one of the things last semester that we thought was really, really funny and interesting.
How do you reach the pedals?
Yeah.
What?
I have so many questions. Okay. How do you steer? With, like, with your other foot, but also, how do you reach the pedals?
I'm flabbergasted. I'm not saying anything good. That my mouth is like wide open. I was like,
I have no word. I don't have a response to it because I'm trying to picture the like physics of like sitting on the window of the car, and like, I guess you have one hand in the car, kind of trying to steer. But like, how does
just.
Do you just take your foot off the gas and it just kind of let it roll? Or like how?
I don't know.
Wow.
they're really tall.
They're really tall. You can sit on the window and still reach the pedal.
Exactly, yes.
Just go. Can you imagine being in the back though and you see your driver like hanging out of the car? Like, wait,
who's driving?
What are you doing?
Oh, no.
Well, I think that's all on that note of how. Tell us, viewers, if you know how this would be possible, because we are confused. But on that note, Otenga, would you like to lead us out with the quote of the day?
Okay, give me a second. So the quote of the day would be, I had ADHD before they even invented it.
Oh my goodness. I know who said that one. But we can't name names. Well, there we go. We did it.
Yay.
We did it.
Well, that's it for this episode of Chill Pill.
Thanks for listening. And if you're wiping away any tears right now, I sure hope they're tears of joy.
And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast and spread the word.
Follow us on social media at chillpill_pod or use the links in the description to keep up with future episodes and behind the scenes content.
And don't forget to send in your own college stories for us to react to. We'd be frozen without you.